I'm a special guest in studio, our good friend John McDermott.
We do, and it's been a while since John joined us in studio. Welcome back.
Nice to be here, yeah.
Nice to see
great
you.
Great to be back, yeah.
How was your summer? Did you have a good summer?
I had a great summer, Normie.
Yeah?
Yeah, almost as good as yours. But
not that good.
Yeah. No, probably not. You're right, kid, yeah. No, not that good, yeah. It was good. I took June, July, and August off. And here's, I'll tell everybody listening, I invited my in-laws to stay with us for three months.
They've stayed now for eight?
No, they stayed for three, and we went away for two. So
oh, good. Okay, yeah. Very nice.
Now, wait a minute. Are you sure that's your definition of a good summer?
Oh, it was a great summer.
Stop it. Now, John, you are in to talk about this wonderful concert that's quickly approaching. It's in honor of Remembrance Day. It's called Lest We Forget, a Veterans Fundraising Event. It's coming up this Monday.
This Monday
at Yorkminster Park Baptist Church. And give us the deets. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just north of St. Clair on the east side of Yonge. It starts at 7 o'clock. I'm going to be doing a full concert, and I've got my old friends, you might remember the Mistletones.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Will be joining me to do a few hymns. And we have Ruth Ann Onley joining us to do a few numbers. And we have the Toronto Artillery Foundation Band.
And I think proceeds are going
to the foundation, to the Toronto Artillery Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that exactly? Is
it? It's been set up by the TAF. It's something that they use to keep the history alive, to keep the stories alive, and to do things within the community. And they've done a great job.
Yeah.
You know, John, almost every time that you show up in studio here, you're supporting a fundraiser of some sorts or a charity. Why is this so near and dear to you, this particular one here?
Well, it's the veterans, anything related to the veterans, really. You know, our McDermott House Canada, our foundation, our goal was to raise $3.6 million and renovate the palliative care unit in Sunnybrook and K-Wing. The veterans wing, and we're at $2.7 million. So it's great. We're going to get it done.
Nice.
And then next, you know, the next step for me will be to focus on PTSD and hospice across Canada.
This is your, what, third, fourth year you've done this?
At this concert, it's the third year, yeah.
Yeah. And it looks like something that'll keep going for a while.
Yeah, why not? It's you know, we do it for different causes. At Christmas, we do it. It's within our community, within the city, you know, with the Turley Foundation, especially with Yorkminster Park. You know, Peter Holmes up there, Minister Holmes, he is such a on-hands guy within the community. And that's why that church is so involved in the community, because of people like Peter.
I see this, the concert Monday, isn't it strictly music? I see there's performances and pageantry.
And some readings and nice. Stories and readings from the king. It's over the course of about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, and it really flies.
Now, you have to remember you're in a church. Because you've been telling some stories here.
Oh, yeah, some off-color.
Remember miniature? Oh, hell yeah, I'll remember, yeah.
I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah.
Not that you need to be
reminded. No, gosh, no.
No, boys will be boys.
So what are you going to do? Some of your little Christmas stuff?
We're not doing any Christmas. We do our annual Christmas concert at Yorkminster Park on December the 21st.
Oh, okay, all right.
And I've got my good friends Dalla joining us for that one.
All right.
But for this one, it's, the Greenfields of France, the band played Waltz and Matilda, Danny Boy, Amazing Grace.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Lily Marlene, all the old songs related to Mansions of the Lord.
Yeah. And you said the Mistletones will be with you there?
Oh, yeah, the Mistletones are coming too.
Oh,
yeah.
They're terrific.
And they're great, yeah. Paul Townsend and company.
So I bet you didn't have to ask twice to get them in there.
No. Yeah. Before I could say, hey, guys,
and now what's is there admission or donation?
Yep.
Yeah, there's admission. I think it's
$30,
and it's payable at the door.
Yeah. You can get them at the door or online as well.
Yeah,
if you
online
want to.
Too. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You can get them at lestweforgetevent.com/tickets just to secure them if you like.
Yeah, if you can actually go to my website, if you go to johnmcdermott.com and click on the tour schedule, you'll see that show for November 6th, and just click on there, and it'll take you right to the tickets as well.
All right. And then you'll be back there in December, too, you said.
Back on December the 21st for our sixth annual Christmas concert at Yorkminster.
Come back and let us know about
that. Yeah, and then I've got a show, actually, if you don't mind a quick mention of Asbury Church on Bathurst, are having a show there on November the 18th.
Right.
And that's going to be a lead up to Christmas as well for them. So
you keep busy, huh, John?
It's really good to be busy. We're as busy as we want, though, you know. It's nice. It's good because... The alternate is, it really sucks.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, well, you know, it does. Yeah, you know, if a lot of guys out there, a lot of people out there aren't busy, and you know, I've got guys to employ, and
yeah,
and it's fun,
and you've
it's
got
still
your
fun,
and you've got your in-laws that you have to take care of as
oh,
well.
Oh yeah. Oh God, it just goes on and on, Norm.
More groceries.
Norm, I gotta ask you, and people, I don't know if you can see them, but Norm's hair hasn't changed in 35 years. It's like you've got a painting in the attic or something. I don't know what's going on. Last time I. Like a few years ago, I had hair like yours. Now look at it, you know.
Well, I'm eating my veggies. John McDermott, mm-hmm. this Monday at the Yorkminster Park Baptist Church. And it is, as always, for a great cause, Toronto Artillery Foundation. Tell us about this tune here, the Loch Tay Boat Song.
Oh, Norman, this is great. Let's dedicate this to all the redheads or former redheads.
All right.
Got one standing in the studio. But my neon room, my redheaded girl. It's a song from the album, our last recording, Raised on Songs and Stories. Story of a fellow in Scotland. He's a handsome young fella. He's got his own boat. He's got his own cottage. Great job. And his redheaded girl is going to dump him. And she won't tell him why. And it's just driving him to the brink, not the drink, although it will get there eventually. Well, just a beautiful old traditional piece, Loch Tay boat song.
Very well, nice. We can't relate to this song. That's never happened to us.
No, never. No. What, never been dumped or drank?
No, I'm either a while. Thanks, John.
Best of luck to you, John.
Thanks.